Baba Kama chapter 2, Mishnah 4. So Azu Tamba Azu Muat. So the Mishnah is going to ask, how does a bull, let's say, become Tam or Muat? What does it do? So Muat Kol Shedu Boy Shloisha Yamim. If witnesses come and they testify that this bull gored three times on three different days, it's got to. But the key over here is it has to be three different days. If it's three times on the same day, that doesn't make it a muad bull. It's got to be three different days. The tam, and then to become a tam again, to become, you know, like a non-damaging bull again, he's got to go back 3 days and not gore three times on three different days. Like he has the opportunity, but doesn't gore for three on three different days. And that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oimer, he disagrees. He says, muad she'idu boy shloshe pa'amim. He says, to become a muad, it gores three times. Not three different days, three times, even if it's on the same day, and it gores three times, and obviously witness come and testify, and they warn the owner, and all of those other issues, so then it becomes a muad. But tam, and to become not a goring bull again, kol sheyu hatinoikos mamash meshin boy ve'ena nogach. That when children touch it, it doesn't gore. That's when it becomes tam again. So there's a whole lot of different opinions as to exactly what Rabbi Meir means. Does it mean when the children touch it, it like gores another, doesn't gore another bull, or doesn't it gore the children? That, you know, there's a lot of different opinions. Brings over here also the Rambam. So is it like another additional thing, so that it doesn't gore another bull three times, or if children touch it once, then if it doesn't gore the children once, you know, then it's so a whole lot of different ways to interpret. Yeah. So we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it has to be on three different days in order to become muad, and in order for it to become tam again, we hold like Rabbi Meir for the definition of tam, that it's three times, and that if the children touch it and it doesn't gore, then it would also become tam. You know, if the children stroke it, then it would also become tam.